Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Senate President Peter Michicki has organized a District O town hall meeting on Monday, April 5th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers on North Binkley Street in Soldotna. Michicki spoke to KSRM saying,
"So please come, and you know, there's nothing off the table. You ask whatever you want. We'll kind of do a presentation about what's going on, what we're looking at. There's some really cool things happening about opening land to more private ownership in Alaska, about improving education, dealing with creating a sustainable fiscal situation for the state. I want to talk about some of those things, some of the work that we're doing on around the state to try to diversify our economy, and then take whatever questions people have about what they're curious about. But we do hope they'll come, and then I think folks know that they can always call if they have any questions if they can't make the meeting. But we do hope to see them there."
Senator Michicki spoke, and if masks will be required to gather in the assembly chambers Monday night.
"We're going to split the room. For those that feel like wearing masks, there'll be a section for folks with masks, and there'll be a section for folks that don't feel like that's important to them. This is about a personal choice thing, and I believe in that. It's actually really nice to be home. We're operating in a community down at the Capitol that doesn't have that kind of flexibility. So we want everyone to come, and you can choose what section you want to sit in, and I will look forward to seeing folks."
So if interested, Senator Michicki has organized a District O town hall meeting Monday, April 5th from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly Chambers. For more details, visit RadioKenai.com. An Alaska state lawmaker proposed a series of police reform laws in light of ongoing police violence against African Americans. Democratic State Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, who's one of two black lawmakers in the state, said her legislation is aimed at preventing future police violence. This according to KTOO Public Media. The proposal involves six bills that would ban chokeholds and prevent officers from shooting at vehicles. Other parts of the legislation would require officers to follow de-escalation procedures and provide verbal warnings before firing their weapons. Another element of the legislation would require officers to intervene when they see other officers violating standards, if it's safe to do so. Two of the bills from Gray Jackson would create a statewide database to track use of force incidents and mandate that all of the state's police departments in the state post their policies and procedures on their websites. Two of the bills have been heard by the State Affairs Committee. A Washington Post database said that there have been 44 deaths involving police in Alaska since 2015. Retired Public Safety Commissioner Walt Monaghan, who is part of the Tlingit and Yupik, said he has experienced many life-threatening scenarios where the proposed legislation might apply, but he expressed mixed feelings about the proposal. Monaghan added that the chokehold, similar to the one that former officer Derek Chauvin used in the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last year, is outdated. Floyd died after Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck while Floyd was held face down on the ground, handcuffed, and said he couldn't breathe. Body camera footage indicated Chauvin's knee was on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Floyd later died at the hospital.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.